This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
An officer-involved shooting is being investigated in Monument. It happened yesterday afternoon when police were called to the home near I-25 and Highway 105 intersection. On reports of a family disturbance, Monument Police Commander Tim Johnson says a man ran from the scene and was still carrying the firearm when he was found down the road.
Verbal commands were given to the suspect to drop the weapon. At least one officer fired at least one round. No community members, officers, or suspects were injured during the encounter.
The man was then taken into custody. Colorado Springs police are helping with that investigation. A body was recovered from Monument Creek in Colorado Springs. The fire department says the body was found yesterday evening. This is a follow-up to a story we broke on KRDO News Radio yesterday afternoon. It was hours after a resident called about somebody being taken away by rising water. Ashley Franco with the Colorado Springs Fire Department says the search efforts were later turned into a recovery effort after the person wasn't found for some time.
The water was moving extremely fast. The water was rising very quickly, and it was raining pretty hard. Someone who was just overlooking the creek and had seen someone within the creek, and it looked like it was the middle of the creek.
A warning had been sent out earlier in the day by Springs first responders to watch out for rising water levels after roughly half an inch of rain fell. Mayor-elect Yemi Mobolati is beginning to build his administration. Unofficial results show Mobolati leading former city council member Wayne Williams by nearly 58% of the vote. Mobolati now is in the midst of choosing a chief of staff.
I have narrowed this my search from probably a list of 7 to 10 and having a conversation with my top three people. I'll be making that decision public on June 6th.
The mayor-elect also says he has plans to conduct an employee engagement survey during his first 100 days in office. In other news, Pueblo County commissioners have amended the construction contract for the new jail. Commissioner Garrison Ortiz says that the amendment sets a maximum price for the building and it gives the county some protection for unforeseen expenses.
There will literally be hundreds of people working on this project every day.
The new amendment set the maximum cost at nearly $146 million. If all goes according to plan, the new jail will be ready for inmates and jail staff in the fall of 2025. Government officials in Alabama are very unhappy these days over the reports the White House wants to scrub plans for the move from U.S. Space Command headquarters from Colorado Springs to that state. Former President Donald Trump reestablished the U.S. Space Command in 2019 to oversee military operations in outer space and chose Colorado Springs as the temporary location for the headquarters. And then right before Trump left office, he picked Huntsville, Alabama as the permanent headquarters. Well, earlier this week, there were reports the White House wants Space Command to stay in Colorado, possibly because of Alabama's high restrictive abortion ban. Colorado officials claim Trump ordered the move because he lost Colorado to Biden. Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall will make that final decision on where Space Command will be headquartered. Hopefully that decision comes soon.
Cloudy skies will stay in place across southern Colorado for this afternoon. A few embedded rumbles of thunder and a few showers will continue through the afternoon time frame as well. Very heavy rain across the high country. The mountains will see the potential for a little flash flooding through this evening. Temperatures will only top out in the 50s due to that north wind, and rain cold air will be in the 40s and 50s overnight tonight. So don't expect too much of a temperature swing over the next 24 hours. We will dry out after midnight, but still more clouds and sunshine on Saturday with highs in the 50s and 60s and afternoon storms after 2 p.m. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.